I have a California ID, so is that okay? Can I open?
It's okay. I just need a proof of residence for your address here.
And I'm just getting here, so how's that going?
Are you, have you put a light or anything in your name?
Literally just got here. I mean, I'm renting a storage unit. I'm doing the paperwork later.
You can use that if they'll give you like a receipt with your address on it.
For the storage unit?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
With your name and address. That way I've got your correct mailing address. I can use that for residence.
Okay. But you need like something in writing from them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Which place are you written from?
Right behind you. That a little blue.
Yeah. Gamble.
Econo storage place. Yeah.
Gotcha. They may have something that they can print up.
Yeah, she said she was going to get to me a little bit later. She was in a meeting right now. I actually might be able to get something right now. Hang on.
Cause have you changed your address on your car insurance yet? Or your phone bill or anything like that?
I
using any of that.
Literally just got here.
I gotcha.
So, but I just rented an RV storage space way out in... Let me see if he can send me a receipt, because he was busy too, and he said just... Here's the gate code. I love how everybody is around here. They're just like, here's the gate code. Go ahead and move in. We'll do the paperwork later. Like, the RV guy said that. The storage place just said that. I said, go ahead and move in. We'll do the paperwork later. So, let me see if the RV guy will send me.
Mississippi is known for their hospitality. Really?
At another institution, I had a lady from New Jersey. And she came in and I was like, oh, how you doing, you know? And I was like, may I please have your identification, ma'am? She said, why did you just call me a fat cow? I said, excuse me? She was like, ma'am means that I am a fat cow.
Oh, I'm highly offended. Yeah, I'm extremely offended, yes. Let me see if this RV guy can it text me, like, what do you want, just a receipt or?
Yeah, a receipt or a bill. It can be a bill where he's billing you. It just needs to have your name and address on it.
I know,
that's
why I hate to call you back.
Oh, that's okay.
Bill. Typed up. That's my
name and new current address.
I just assume, so I'll have to wait till one of those to give me the paperwork. And then I can't open it until I have like one of those papers. Right. Okay.
And we can use your California driver's license as long as they're not expired.
Sure.
And then a second form of ID can be like a credit card, debit card, proof of insurance card, anything like that.
Yeah.
That
I have all that.
Okay.
I just don't have the other thing yet. Can I open the savings account at least with what I have with my IDs? No, I still need that. Local. Okay.
The savings account is okay to have. It's only $150 to open the loan. That's the minimum balance. But you're only allowed to make 3 withdrawals per month.
Okay.
If you go over that 3, they're going to charge you $9 a pop for every time you take a month out. But you can deposit as much as you want. You know, you can do it as many times as you want. We also have a Christmas club that, you know, once you want to have, you know, $25 every week, every month, however you want to do it, that money will automatically transfer from checking or savings and go in.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that. I think Farmers and Merchants is a big bank. You guys are in California, too, aren't you? Thought you were Denver?
There's
Colorado?
A lot of Farmers and Merchants, but we are locally owned. We only have 11 branches in Mississippi.
Oh, okay. But it's like it's a nationwide name. Because I've heard of
name by different people, but we're
by different owners. Okay.
We are personally owned.
Gotcha. I guess I'll be coming back in tomorrow, the next day, once I have those receipts in my hand, so I can do something.
That'd be good.
That's the downfall of being new, right?
Right.
Yeah, because I got banks. I got 2 banks. I got one in Lake Tahoe, California, and I got 2 in Steamboat, Colorado, and then one in, but.
Like,
does me no good if I'm not there.
Well,
cause they're
you
like you.
Well, I know, but even if you had called them and like changed their address on one of the account, then they could.
Can they verify? Oh yeah, I have to be here.
They
right?
Can't verify. I gotta have documentation.
Yeah.
But now you could call them and have your address changed, and they could send you something with a new address on it, like your next statement or something. But it's probably gonna be faster to get.